Responding to headlines about financial scandals, the Senate has passed a set of rules intended to reform corporate accounting. The bill would create an oversight board for the accounting industry and impose harsh penalties for corporate fraud. Supporters hope to use their momentum to push similar measures in the House, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The final legislation passed by the Senate creates a strong independent board that will have the power to set accounting standards and punish reckless firms. The bill toughens penalties against those who defraud investors. It also holds top executives responsible for the accuracy of their books. It is an ambitious piece of legislation championed by a soft-spoken man, Senator Paul Sarbanes of Maryland.
Well, the Senate today took a major step forward, I think, in protecting investors, restoring confidence in our capital markets.
Just a couple of weeks ago, this bill was dormant. It was resuscitated by the meltdown of important companies like WorldCom and Enron, and by the crash of the stock market. And while senators debated, they could hear the market diving some more. Even though prices recovered before the final vote, Senator Charles Schumer of New York was worried that investors are still spooked.
If the people don't believe the markets are on the level, the markets are not going to go up. What we're attempting to do here is make the markets more on the level.
Opponents of the bill appeared eager to pass it, if only for fear that it would continue to get tougher. Last week, new amendments were added to ban loans from companies to their executives to strengthen criminal penalties. But the feeding frenzy, as one congressman called it, had limits. Senators failed last week to add an amendment that would count stock options as a regular expense. Monday, Senator Carl Levin of Michigan tried something milder. His measure would ask for an assessment of stock options by the private body that currently sets accounting standards.
It has provided stealth compensation in huge amounts to executives. It has watered down the value of stock to the owners of a corporation. It is part of the reason that we've not had accurately reflective financial statements at our corporations. It's part of the reason for the soup that we're in right now.
But Levin's proposal ran into strong opposition from senators like George Allen of Virginia. He feared this reform proposal would just make it harder to innovate at a time when many businesses are struggling.
In our effort to reform, we must not enact measures that stifle innovation and endanger the American entrepreneurial spirit. Congress should not harm future opportunities for employees to own a part of their company that they work for.
The stock options measure was blocked by Senator Phil Graham of Texas. Graham has worked against reforms, which he said would add to the cost of doing business. He said he was still uncertain about how the overall legislation would actually work.
There are 16,254 publicly traded companies in America, and I am concerned that there's no law that Congress can write that will fit all 16,254 companies.
But Graham ended up voting for the bill. Despite the bipartisan support for the legislation, Democrats were clearly excited that their body had passed the more aggressive measure. The Republican House, on the other hand, passed a more tepid reform bill in the spring. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle went so far as to suggest that the House should simply throw out that other reform measure and adopt this souped-up Senate model.
I can think of no finer way to ensure that we can build on tonight's victory and ensure that our country can be confident that the reforms in this bill will become law soon.
Democrats say they'll push the House to act quickly while the pressure of the stock market and the WorldCom scandal are still palpable. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.